Today is Saturday, March 21st, 2020, in this...
Hey, what's the name of that steakhouse you like so much there in Vegas?
Oh, the Outback.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 731. Las Vegas,
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. So. How you doing?
I'm fine. We've been spending a lot of time together, haven't we?
We have. It's been fun. Yeah. I've enjoyed it.
Me too.
We haven't gotten on each other's nerves yet.
Nope.
It's pretty good for a week. Mm-hmm. A solid week together.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good sign for our long-term happiness together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we've been together like married for a long time, but... I'm not going to keep talking. It'd be a bad idea at this stage. Yeah, so...
What were you saying about?
We have a bunch of stuff to talk about related to this little bug that's going around.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple phone calls we're going to take as well. And then we'll see what happens after that. But before we do that, we want to thank our Patreon patrons. Oh, first I want to thank BC. He sent the opening clip. Trying to remember to thank people when they send those over. That's from the show Baskets. I don't watch that, but that's a good clip. I appreciate getting that.
You did a Zach Galifianakis impression on the
I wouldn't chat. Call it an impression. I did a bad version of one of his jokes, which is much funnier than he tells it. But so I guess we have a Zach Galifianakis-themed day going on. Two references in one relatively short period.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see if I can... pull some hangover references out of my butt sometime during the show. All right. Anyway, this show is listener supported by our Patreon patrons. We have several new Patreon patrons this week, including Jason Hoover, Jason and Sean, Ron Belkin, and John Kloster. Thanks to those people, as well as some of our longtime supporters, Trace and Sister Dino, David Schneider, David Smith, and Marcy Walcott. Thank you to these folks and all of our Patreon patrons. We do appreciate it. We had a nice chat this afternoon with a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Live
stream. People were lively. A lot of times, we'll sit there and talk for a few minutes, and then not much going on in the chat.
Yeah.
We had people asking us questions. I think mm-hmm. people are starved for any sort of social interaction, even if it is online.
Even if it is us.
Even if it is us. Yeah, that's the bottom of the barrel. But we helped, mm-hmm. people waste a little time, which is good. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
So, we'll be doing that again sometime. We typically do it about quarterly, but I don't know.
We might have to do it more often because.
And we're stepping up some of our Patreon stuff just to keep ourselves and others entertained during this weird time when a lot of people are at home. Which brings us to our first mm-hmm. topic tonight, which is, again, this week, third week in a row, the majority of the show will be talking about what the heck is going on with the COVID-19 spread and how that's affected Vegas. Last week, as you may recall, on last week's show,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things that we were talking about then quickly escalated. It's changed a lot. It changed a lot in just a couple days and continues to. So on the last show, we were talking about there being a lot of uncertainty and a lot of us trying to figure out what was the right decision to make as far as vacations. We had just canceled ours. But I mentioned how it would have been a much easier choice if there were some more stringent guidelines in place, or almost if the decision was made for us.
Mm-hmm.
I like to generally make my own decisions, but sometimes where things are wishy-washy, let somebody else do the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly that has happened, because after a couple different groups of properties decided to close, MGM and Wynn Encore decided to close up, then the governor, not as a result of that, but the governor said, you know what, we're closing pretty much everything in this state. And that's happening, of course, across the country. But He put a 30-day closure on non-essential businesses, and that does include casinos, most hotels, restaurants, and bars. I know there are a few hotels that are staying open, but I don't know how they get around it. I'm not exactly sure what the... Like, there was something that Tuscany had said they were staying open.
Hmm.
The casino wasn't, but the hotel was.
Weird.
Now, I don't know if that is still in effect, because since then there have been some other businesses that said they were staying open that have been told, no, you're not. One of them was, I don't know if I... One of them, there was Little Darlings, the strip club.
Yes.
They've done some fantastic marketing throughout this.
Yes, they have. Were they the ones giving out the hand sanitizer?
It started with that. When the hand sanitizer run happened, uh-huh. They started promoting that, come in and we'll give you free hand sanitizer.
And then didn't they have coronavirus-free lap dances?
They had that as well. And then the most recent...
I'm not sure how that worked, but...
I don't know.
Because usually... That involves some sort of contact, right?
I would imagine it would. And then the latest thing is they said, we're not closing. We're going to have drive-through peep shows.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have a drive-up window, and you'd be able to watch some strippers from your car and then move on to the next person.
Into a parking lot, but have a go, and then be on your way.
I don't know if they would. That would still be public indecency if you're having a little wank in your car.
Yeah. Learned that from Live PD.
The governor made it very clear at the end of the week, this is not a time to look for loopholes. That's mm-hmm. not what this is about. So knock it off and close up. So as of right now, assume everything is closed. You know, grocery stores and that kind of thing are open as they are everywhere. But it is a strange time. And I've been looking at a lot of the videos and the pictures and things that go up online.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so eerie to see.
So weird. You were saying that Hollywood should get film crews in for post-apocalyptic movies.
Yeah, and actually it's weird. Like just right before hitting record on this, I was looking at the Facebook group and somebody else had the same thought. Somebody posted some pictures of the shuttered things and said the same mm-hmm. thing. Somebody needs to get in there with a crew. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
A
socially distant crew, but a crew nonetheless.
They can do it all with CGI later on. Or they can just fly a drone down the strip. That would
work.
There
you go.
One guy with a drone. Yeah, so crazy. Shit's mm-hmm. closed up. I mean, this has never happened before. I mean,
no.
It's not, obviously, this is affecting everybody. It's not just a Vegas thing, but for the purposes of this show, holy fuck, to see all of the hotels and casinos closed for a whole month?
Mm-hmm.
That is nuts. And obviously, you start to think about the business end of things and how it's going to affect not only the bottom line of the casinos and hotels, but long, mm-hmm. you know, they'll recover. They'll be fine long term. Some of the restaurants, probably not as much.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tricky business.
Somebody in the chat, was it Greg who asked which restaurants were owned by the casinos?
Yeah. I don't know. We had that question. We've had that question before because a lot of the space in the resorts is leased out and the restaurants aren't actually owned. Sometimes there's a partnership of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody has a master list like that, but it's hard to say whether, you know, whether how much of a difference that will make. Certainly mm-hmm. could. But that's a sad thing. We're going to be seeing some closures for sure. But you think about the business end. And then, of course, a big part of it that really sucks is the frontline employees.
Mm-hmm.
The bartenders, cocktail waitresses, the servers, the mm-hmm. you know, all those people in the casino, you know, some of them are getting paid for a while, but that's not going to last long for most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly going to be tough. It's not just a Vegas problem. It's everywhere.
Yep.
We're seeing that. And it's a tough thing. But
yeah.
Hopefully the pain that all of us are going through together in one way or another, to one degree or another, will ultimately pay off. We'll figure out how to get this thing under some sort of control
mm-hmm.
and be better off for it later on. And then, you know, the economy will recover. It might take some time, but
mm-hmm.
that stuff will come back. It's just the people who are having trouble existing, subsisting mm-hmm. from week to week.
Because there are some people who are living paycheck to paycheck. And
for sure.
If that paycheck isn't there, what are they going to do?
Yep. So yeah, all the hotels are closed. All the casinos are closed. All that stuff. I don't even know what to expect. You know, the difference between last week's show and what was mm-hmm. going on, some buffets had closed.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah, like every day something was closing and on a grander scale.
Between that and like, so what's going to happen in the next week? Everything's closed. I don't know. I mean, there's some things that are still happening. There's still some construction projects. Circa is still going. Resorts World is still going. The Allegiant football stadium is still going.
So if you want to watch some construction.
Yeah, you can still see some stuff going on in the Circa cam. But yeah, for now, the construction business is still going on in Nevada. And I think most states have, that's not just exclusive to them as far as considering that an essential. I have no idea the line between essential and non-essential. I have no idea how that's figured out, but for whatever reason, that's considered essential. So at least there's something happening there. And
you said earlier construction on the Strip is going to be.
Oh yeah, I saw something that there's a like a 2-year project going on the actual street, Las Vegas Boulevard. I don't know if it's repaving or putting in new. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but 2 years they're probably putting in new pipes and shit. But that may be accelerated quite a bit because there's not nearly the traffic that there normally is. So having lanes closed, not as big of a deal as it was a couple weeks ago. So at least they might get some things like that done. And then we've also talked about whether or not the hotels and casinos might use this as a chance to do some refreshing. You know, not just the typical room clean where they vacuum and do that, but like...
like deep clean.
A deep clean, total carpet cleaning and...
bring in some bleach.
Well, you know, just doing paint touch-ups and really paying attention to things.
Cigarette burn comforter.
Exactly. You know, if there's little things like that, it might be a good time to go through all the rooms with a fine-tooth comb and really make them look good.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how many people they're keeping on staff to do maintenance and to do those sorts of things, but it seems like this would be a good time to do it when it's quiet. But I don't know. I'm not sure how much that'll happen or not. So I'm sure that we're going to see, you know, some of these restaurant openings that have been announced are going to be delayed. Not just those that maybe were supposed to happen in the next 30 days or so, but beyond that, I don't know how much work is actually happening on those. Time will tell. We'll see what happens. I found it interesting. We were just watching that, what is it called? Vegas Chef Battle or something?
Yeah. The show. We can talk about that too.
Yeah, the show where they are trying to get a job as the head chef at the new Flamingo Steakhouse. And interestingly enough, and they haven't done this previously, but corner of the screen tonight, they were out on the Las Vegas Strip and it said, when was it?
Filmed in September 2019.
So they were making it clear like, oh, all this stuff you're seeing, that's not happening now.
That is not happening now. There are not people around.
Yeah, it was interesting that they went in and edited that in or made that little change. I'm sure it wasn't a big deal to do it, but they were smart enough to see that they should, because it's certainly been in the news that Vegas is a ghost town right now.
Do you want to talk about that show, or should we talk about it after the
Yeah, we can talk about it now. I mean, the notes have no semblance of anything. So, yes, have you enjoyed the show?
If it were any other time, I would not be watching it, because I feel like I'm kind of hard up for entertainment right now. I am not invested in this at all.
No, me neither. It's
I'm not really rooting for any of the contestants. I mean, the contestants are likable enough, but
I'm not really digging the host. Anne Burrell. She's not that likable as a host. I'm just like, So
The challenges don't make sense. The first challenge where they say, take this weird ingredient, like a, what was it, a Nopali cactus or an ostrich egg.
Yeah, this is why I don't like cooking challenge shows in general, and they're all the same. But yes, take an ingredient that you're never going to be faced with using and make something wonderful out of it, even though you're never really going to have that happen.
And like, then apply your style to it.
Do high school algebra. I mean, it might as well be the same thing. That, for most people, there's no point in knowing that information. And why don't you go ahead and do some of that?
I cannot find X anymore. I just can't.
No. Anyway, it's yeah.
And then, I mean, I could, given some time, but...
And then the...
Anyway.
And then, so they do that challenge. And then the second one is usually, they're in
a
specific...
challenge.
Yeah, they're in a specific restaurant on a Caesar's property. It changes every week. And they're supposed to prepare things that would fit in with those meals.
Yeah.
Or with those menus.
So how does fitting into Mr. Chow's menu prepare you for working in a steakhouse?
I know. I guess you're supposed to be able to show creativity
and versatility
and stuff, but it's fine. We'll continue watching it, but I'm not enjoying it that much. So look for that on the Food Network.
I want to like it more than I do.
Yeah, it's just not. I like when they go to the Caesar's test kitchen and there's slot machines in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, really? You have we're supposed to believe that you have slot machines in the back room at Caesar's where the people are testing meals. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's legit. Anyway, so one of the things that a lot of us are thinking about, I'm sure, or will be soon, and I know that there's some people thinking about it because there's been plenty of discussion about it on the Facebook group, is rescheduling trips or scheduling their next trips if they did not already have one scheduled that they had to change, or if people do have trips already scheduled, are they going to happen? Is it realistic to expect a trip in May to be worth, you know, taking if it's even available, if the hotels are open? You know, even with this 30-day thing, which would put us at about April 15th or 16th, somewhere there, I'd say lower your expectations if you think you're going to be there in April at all. And mm-hmm. Maybe later in May.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess nobody knows. It kind of depends how this all unfolds. And we haven't really known. Nobody knows what's happening from day to day or week to week.
On the one hand, you might want to wait to cancel.
Yeah, if you have something booked, there's no harm in holding off.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I wouldn't book something new.
I wouldn't rebook something new that I didn't know I could easily change or get out of without any penalties because, I don't know. It's so uncertain right now that you probably want to keep your options open, and as much as we'd all like to get back there as soon as possible, it might be a while. And then once they do announce that things can reopen, it's going to take some time to ramp up. Restaurants are going to have to restock.
Yep.
They, you know, most of the food that they keep on hand is perishable. We did.
They're going to have to get those Szechuan buttons for chandelier.
They're out of those half the time anyway, but yeah, they, any fresh food, any of that kind of stuff, they're going to have to restock and they have to hire people back because a lot of people are being laid off.
Yep.
So it will take a little bit of time to get things going. And then, you know, if they're ordering food and other things, the supply chains might be slow if suppliers have shut down and can't get things from, you know, the farmers or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's there's a little bit of a process. So,
yeah. What if one area recovers well, there's more, while it's affecting another area more heavily? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And with travel then, yeah, if there's one area that's still being affected, are they going to say, okay, people from that area shouldn't travel? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of surprising to me that there's much travel going on at all, but I'm sure there are a lot of empty airline seats right now. That's for sure. So let's see. Like I said, I would say if you're thinking about booking, first of all, keep your expectations low. Try not to get too anxious because you're probably going to be waiting a while. And you know what? If you set your expectations for August and it happens in May, all that much better.
Yep. There you go.
So I don't know. I'm not in any rush to rebook until we know what things are looking like.
Yeah. I'm content here.
Yeah. I'm feeling very comfortable. I'm glad. Well, not that it matters at this point. I'm glad we made the decision. But,
right. I mean, we would have had to cancel anyway.
Right. Right.
But that just saved us a few more days of agony.
Yeah. I'm comfortable here. I'm glad that we're here and just able to hold up and it's fine.
Yep.
The other thing that people are wondering about, even though it probably seems a little bit inconsequential, it's like one of those things that you would post the question on Twitter and then 10 people would go, you know, first world problems and some shit like that.
Can we talk about something really quick?
Hey, go fucking nuts.
People are either being like really, really nice
or
they're being that asshole. Like,
could you give me some examples of that asshole?
I was just reading a thread where this woman was posting something, you know, take care of yourselves, blah, 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 blah. And then some asshole's like, you have a typo in there. Shut up.
Yeah. It's got to be one in every chat, right? Mm-hmm. In every discussion. So yes, even though it may be inconsequential, people are wondering what about things like if they have a bank of comps that they've racked up and did not cash out at one of their favorite casinos. What about the tier status that they've worked so hard? They finally got diamond after all these years and now they're not going to be able to use it. What does that mean? I've actually wondered that myself. And it was one of those things like, oh, I wonder what will happen to my Four Queens comps that we live off of when we're in Vegas. Or I wonder what will, you know, we don't really live off them, but we use them a lot, and mm-hmm. it's a big balance. What about, you know, tier status? So
it's a lot of meals at Magnolia's.
Right?
And a few salad wagons.
There are a few salad wagons at Hugo's. MGM and Cosmo have both put out statements. MGM for M Life, they, and you probably got an email if you have points at either of these places, but MGM has said that their usual end date is in September, where they turn over all your points. They turn to dust, and mm-hmm. they said they're going to extend it beyond that. I don't know that they said the specific amount of time. It probably depends how long things are going to be shut down or whatever. So they're extending it, and Cosmo, they've already issued a statement saying anything that expires before, what was it? I want to say June will mm-hmm. go through the end of the year, including your tier status and your points. So anyway, they're being flexible. I imagine others are going to follow suit mm-hmm. in one way or another. There's going to be a lot of competition for loyal customers to return, especially if there's still things going on, which there will be, that have people on edge mm-hmm. about health and, you know, how much is the virus still out there. And all. It's still going to be around. It's just, can we get it under control?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they will be competing to get people back. Now, the speculation or the question that's come up so many times in the last couple of days is, does this mean they'll get rid of resort fees? Nope. I would not expect it. No, there might be promotions where people, you know, where companies say no resort fees if you book, you know, in the next 2 weeks or something like that. But as far as resort fees going away, I wouldn't think this would have an effect, because when you look at, they're going to need to get bookings in as much mm-hmm. as possible. And so much of that is done through the third party sites. Yep. And that's why resort fees exist. I don't see them going anywhere.
Hotel rates themselves, yes.
Yeah. Hotel rates, they were dropping. They were dropping like crazy before all the closures, and mm-hmm. I would imagine it'll take a while for them to get back up to normal. They're going to want to fill the rooms as much as possible. So there will be promotions. There will be deals to be had. And like I said, with the Players Club benefits, I'd be really surprised if most of them didn't do something to ensure that people don't lose what they've earned and maybe had anticipated using or having access to during this closure or shortly after that. So keep an eye out. I don't think Caesars has put anything out, but they certainly will. They may be waiting until they know more about when they're opening and stuff so they can set a proper date, but I would imagine they're getting flooded with questions about it too. So who knows? They may, they and the other companies, the large companies at least, may put out more information soon. So yeah, those are some of the general Vegas things that have certainly been on people's minds. And then something that certainly crossed my mind is like, oh, there's not going to be a lot of stuff going on
mm-hmm.
that we normally would be talking about.
Yep.
And so what does that mean for us? Well, we're going to do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
We're still planning on doing a show most weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There will be things. I actually have a small stockpile of news we didn't get to before all this shit went down. So I think next week we'll try to get through some of that. And another thing is, both in our chat this afternoon and on Facebook today, a couple people have asked about whether they should call in trip reports from mm-hmm. things they had been meaning to call in but didn't get a chance to. Absolutely.
Yes, please do.
That would be awesome. Or if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, you can send those to us at 500@gmail.com. But certainly, yeah, if you've got something from a month or a couple months ago that you were planning on calling in, or even if you weren't planning on calling in, but you think might be interesting, an experience, a review, whatever it might be, give us a call, 702-866-9494. We got a couple calls we're going to use in this show. And then I noticed, even since I pulled those, we've had two or three more calls that came in. So we've got a couple that we'll use next week, but I'd love for more to come in if people have things to say. So yeah, we're going to continue doing the show, and we'll, you know, there's still going to be stuff to talk about. Unfortunately, some of it might be restaurant closings or stuff that's not that much fun, but mm-hmm. it's all part of things we want to keep track of as Vegas nerds.
You know? And by closings, you mean permanent closings,
restaurants that aren't able to reopen. Unfortunately, that is the way of the world.
That is minimal.
Shows, there's some shows that probably won't come back from this.
Yeah. Like you said, Marilyn the Musical.
Yeah, I know. Marilyn the New Musicals, the summer hiatus continues. I'm sure that they were close to coming back, I'm guessing, but this is just going to hold things up again. So we'll mm-hmm. keep an eye on that one, of course. And then the ramp-up stuff, too. As they're given the okay to start up, we'll certainly have a lot to talk about in terms of, hey, these shows are coming back, or these mm-hmm. hotels are opening, or you know.
And these are the promotions they're offering to get you there.
So we'll be around. We're gonna continue to do some form of this.
Mm-hmm.
It might be shorter or whatever. We'll deal with what we have to work with.
Yep.
So what else? Let's see. We announced today on our Patreon chat we're going to add a new thing for our Patreon subscribers. And I forgot to mention in the chat, but that's going to be accessible to everybody $5 and up level. So that's the majority of people on there. And it's going to be a new video series called Killing Time, where we have a little list of things and it'll continue to grow. It's going to change. Everyone will be a little bit different. Just kind of short video podcasts where we...
Vlogs?
Nah, I fucking hate that word. No, video podcasts. We're going to do some sort of Vegas-related thing. We might be looking at some of the stuff out of our collection. We might be doing some YouTube video watch-alongs. We might do... I don't know. We have some entertaining and possibly ridiculous ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just see where it goes. But ultimately, the whole goal of it is for us and for the people who watch it just to waste a little time together.
Yeah.
So it might be a complete flop, but at least you're going to go like, hey, I killed 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a victory. And we're going to do those every couple of days. So we'll see how it goes. So that's coming soon to Patreon. We hope that people are at least moderately entertained, or even if they're not, they were able to kill some time.
Mm-hmm.
Even if people are like...
That was a waste of 10 minutes. Well, at least I wasted 10 minutes.
I know. This past week was so long.
Oh, my God.
Even though, like, for us, this wasn't a huge...
The last 2 weeks have been horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
for me, it was this past week, but it seems like time has stood still, and my schedule didn't change that much. My day-to-day, what I'm doing, I'm still working during the day, in my living room, which I always do, or in my, whatever, in the house, but for whatever reason, yes, everything seemed like it took a long time. But a lot of people, if they're working at home, not only are they not used to that, but they do have extra time because they're not commuting to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe they normally would go out for lunch and they're doing it at home. So they may have, anyway, more time to kill. And we're going to see what we can do to help just a tiny bit. And I don't know. Like I said, probably be a train wreck, but what the hell, it'll be. Those are fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. Anything else? Anything else you want to talk about before we get into a couple phone calls?
I don't know.
There's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
It's been a lot.
Yeah. It's been a lot for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I do have a few phone calls that I pulled today. Let's check them out. And I thought for these, usually I don't say when they came in, but I thought it's kind of pertinent to these because obviously Vegas was still, at least on a couple of these, still open.
Functioning.
At the point. So this first one came in last Saturday.
Okay, here we go again. It's Heather and Wade calling. We're from Savage, Minnesota, and we are here during the Coronavirus Challenge 2020. And we're at Bally's right now, and Heather just won on, I know it's overrated, but the sky! Real. She won 65. She won 75. I won 65. Anyways, have a great time. Talk to you in a bit.
I believe you mean... The sky wheel. Spin the sky wheel. I miss the sky wheel. It's not overrated. I made the mistake of thinking briefly that I was done with the sky wheel, but I... Nope.
Nope.
It's still my machine for now. I hope you had a good rest of your trip, made it home safely and all that. And, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, next call. This one came in on Monday.
Hey, guys. This is Paul, Michelle, Drew, and Gray. We are Las Vegas locals. We just drove down the strip, and we've never seen it so quiet, so sad. All of the Bellagio actually has their doors shut with wood planks, and metro officers are guarding all the driveways. Huge police presence down on the strip. It's great to see all the marquees though saying, we will come back stronger, Nevada. That's great to see. But, to see an empty strip with boarded up doors and police everywhere, it's pretty shocking. We live up in the Summerlin area and we just drove past, Red Rock Hotel Casino. They have, barriers and you can't even get into the driveway of the casino. Barrier security blocking everything. The mall attached to Red Rock is downtown Summerlin Mall completely shut down and just a ghost town. I thought we'd give you a little insider's view of what the Las Vegas shutdown looks like. Take care, guys. Wash your hands.
All right. Hey, thanks for the report. I got that wrong. That was from Thursday. So that was obviously after everything shut down.
Yep.
Thanks for that report. It's been interesting. We've had some people who are Vegas locals who've posted photos on the Facebook group as well. Ron, who works down, I mentioned him in the Patreon things, Ron Belkin. He's posted a bunch of photos, I think daily for the past week.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a place near Fremont, kind of near El Cortez from what he explained.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done some different photos showing how things have changed from day to day. And it's been really interesting. So Ron, thank you for that. I appreciate you doing that. And it's interesting to see these things that are usually hustling and bustling and active and now not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for that call, Paul. We do appreciate that as well. So this call is the one that came in Monday. This is before things closed, but some interesting information and some reviews here.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. It's Brian from North Carolina. First time call, just heading back from Vegas this weekend. Wanted to give you an update. Couple of positive things. One, ate at Latai for the first time. Absolutely amazing. So that totally came from the group. So thank you. Also checked out Major Domo over at Palazzo, new David Chang restaurant. Excellent food. I can't recommend it highly enough. Do try the steak tartare. Do try the big short rib dinner special. It's completely worth it. A lot of fun. On to more important stuff, though. Vegas was weird this weekend. We came in late Wednesday night, really expecting to do a lot of basketball gambling, things like that. Had bets made early Thursday morning. Everything started getting canceled. And next thing you know, the books are basically just shut down. As the weekend kind of went on, it started getting progressively weirder, right? So by Friday, you know, you've got all the rumors of low occupancy. You're hearing really crazy low numbers. By Saturday, you know, when we went to Major Domo, there was four tables full in what's ostensibly a pretty hot new restaurant. And this was at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, low table limits, really underpopulated, but not completely a ghost town in the city. There's still a lot of people out, but not what you would expect on a weekend in March during college basketball season. By Sunday, yesterday, everything really started changing. So by mid-afternoon, all the MGM properties we went into had every other slot machine turned off, I guess, you know, kind of forcing that social distancing. By 2 o'clock, the rumors were out that, you know, Wynn Encore were going to be closing on Tuesday at 6. By 5 o'clock, it's, well, MGM's going to do it too. We were staying at Cosmo, and around 6-ish, they came and removed most of the chairs from all the table games. So they were limiting all table games to only three players. In fact, I got turned away from a roulette table because there was three people playing there. I can't count because I was drinking. But, you know, kind of odd leaving the airport this morning. All the dealers, pit bosses, taxis, everybody, the Uber drivers, they're all kind of wigged out. I mean, these people are, you know, rely on this money. And I think their march is normally when they make, you know, a big chunk of change. So they're all kind of getting screwed. So definitely thinking about the city. Hopefully everybody does well. But, yeah, it's going to be kind of weird out there for a while. So hopefully it'll all clear up, everybody be safe, and we can get back to Vegas sooner rather than later. Thanks for the podcast. Love it.
Sorry about that. Thank you for your call. Appreciate the report.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's really interesting to hear how it went down. So, yeah, the some of those things that you mentioned, the every other machine turned off and the three people at a table, those before the complete shutdown, those were things that had been implemented by the governor to encourage social distancing. So, yeah, that was kind of where it started to become pretty clear that, yeah, things were...
Things are headed in a certain direction.
Yeah, things were going toward closure. Yeah, very strange. So, yeah, it was even strange to see some of those pictures of the slot machine banks where it was in every other thing.
And then you see the pictures of the slot machine banks where they're completely dark.
Now, part of it, when I saw that every other thing, I'm like, oh, that would be ideal to only have every other machine on.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of social distancing just day to day.
As a practice, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you don't have the person pounding the machine next to you or blowing smoke in your face or just rambling on about weird shit or, yeah.
So, yeah, certainly there are benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Thanks for those calls. And like I said, I think we have a few calls waiting for us for next week already, but bring them on. 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear your reviews and your thoughts and such things here at Trip Reports. Before we go, I did this week remember to pull a Hey, Remember This? So we're going to do one of those. Do you
remember? I don't remember fucking anything, man.
We are going back to May of 2014, show number 455. There was a little property downtown called Las Vegas Club. Remember that?
I do.
Well, at this time...
It had a smell.
It had a lot. At this point, the hotel was already closed down. The casino was still open, but a report circulated actually in several different places that there was likely to be a change in that the casino was going to be turned, at least in part, into a CVS.
Mm.
Yeah. In fact,
I'm glad that didn't happen.
Me too. I know they were headed there. There was actually some things had gone past or were going past the city related to...
zoning.
Some of the zoning and the amount of alcohol, the packaged alcohol and other some of the other things related to that store. So yes, the wheels were definitely in motion for a CVS to replace all or part of the Las Vegas Club casino space. There was also some discussion, according to Las Vegas Sun at that point, of some of the hotel being turned into residential units. Obviously, that never went anywhere at all. Fortunately, because we really don't need another drugstore downtown, the property was purchased. It has changed hands, and as we speak, it is being rebuilt as circa Las Vegas. So, yes, if you still need a drugstore downtown, there's a Walgreens over by Nanopolis. Go over there.
Yep.
That's close enough. And you can always go to the ABC store.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm much more excited about the prospects of a new hotel and casino.
Yeah,
over
the construction cam for CVS would not be nearly as exciting.
That would be so boring. Oh, they're putting in the snack aisle now. I hope they have bananas. What do you? No, much more exciting watching a whole new resort go up. So yes, that happened in 2014. All right. So I guess we'll be back next week talking about who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that there's some glimmer of positivity and good news in there next week that we can. Talk
I
about
hope so.
That might be a couple weeks away. We'll see. In the meantime, our website is 500bymidnight.com. You can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions to 500@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, again, that voicemail line is 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We appreciate all your support. And thanks for hanging out with us. Until the next show. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.